Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
He is now and ever shall be.
Good morning. Now today we celebrate what is called a synaxis, which means a gathering. And we have a synaxis after most major feasts. And a synaxis gathers the people that are involved in that feast and gives them their own special celebration. For example, the day after Christmas is the synaxis of the Theotokos, because of course she gave birth to Christ. So therefore today, the day after Epiphany or Theophany, we celebrate John the Baptist, who is the one who baptized Christ. Now, in scripture today, there is a definitive break between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And this we see in the fact that these people who have been baptized by John do not know who the Holy Spirit is. That through this baptism of repentance, there is no access to the Holy Spirit. The one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit, as witnessed by John, is Christ himself. And what this illustrates is that in the Old Testament, the relationship between humanity and the Holy Spirit was temporary, was passing, was only when God needed it to happen. For we believe, for example, that the entirety of Scripture was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So all of the people who wrote any of the books in the Old Testament, anyone who translated those books, anyone who redacted those books, was working through the influence of the Holy Spirit. But once that book was written, once that book was translated, once that book was redacted, that relationship was stopped. It was temporary. It was no longer necessary. And it is the same for the prophets. The prophets had an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, but this relationship was again fleeting and temporary, only when it was necessary. When God had something to say to his people, he would get one of his prophets, speak to them through the Holy Spirit. That prophet would proclaim, "This is what the Lord says," and then the relationship was over. But notice what John says today about Christ. He witnesses to the reality that the Holy Spirit descends from heaven as a dove and remains upon him. In other words, Christ's humanity is a humanity in which the Holy Spirit remains. The relationship between the humanity of Christ and the Holy Spirit does not end. It is not fleeting. It is not temporary. And because Christ in his humanity is baptized and has this relationship with the Holy Spirit, when we are baptized, our flesh is made new, puts on the humanity of Christ. So that perfection which allows the Holy Spirit to remain on him is granted to us, so that now we might be sealed with the Holy Spirit himself, and that the Holy Spirit remain on us and in us in the same way that it remains in Christ. And thus you have the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament in terms of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had a relationship with humanity in the Old Testament, but it was always temporary and fleeting according to the needs of God. Now, in the New Testament, God has given us access all the time, 24/7, to his Holy Spirit, so that we might be transformed through that relationship and have him whenever we need him, and be able to rely on his strength, his power, his mercy, his forgiveness in all situations, no matter where and when we are. And this is the gift of theophany is the realization that God so loves his world that not only did he bring us and give us his only begotten Son, but he also gave us his Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, unto the ages of ages.